Committee member? Right, it's an important committee. Committee member, we'll start as a informal committee. Going to unveil the bill. Sometime, not today. But we're going to start with our good friend, Representative Bradley from Rochester, who will present the Health Policy and Finance Committee bonding recommendations. Welcome, Chair Bradley.
Thank you much, Mr. Chair, and I'm assuming that all members had a two-page handout in your packets. The front of it says Health Policy and Finance Committee 3-9-2006 bond proposal ranking. It's laid out in a landscape format. Because I think...
That's correct. Everyone's got it.
Yeah, I will move through this fairly quickly, Mr. Chair and members. First of all, just as a matter of business, this was reviewed and adopted unanimously in the Health Policy and Finance Committee. The order generally follows the order of the agencies. The money amounts follow in general the agency or the governor in a couple of cases, and I'll point that out when I go through them. I think it'll be easier. The second page is exactly the same information, just structured a little differently, to show you, in a sense, how it was grouped by the agencies. Except for four individual bills, all of the items that we have are either the Department of Human Services projects or Veteran Home Boards projects. And you'll see on that second page kind of how those are formatted. Then there are grants to public subdivisions, and there were four individual projects that you have on that sheet, so that kind of shows you where they came from. Switching back to the front sheet, let me just take you quickly through the order that we have ranked. First of all, we ranked... you may be familiar that we've had an ongoing expansion of need for sexual predators. The Moose Lake expansions, Phase 1 and Phase 2, are to take on the additional numbers. There will be an interim part of the project that will place them using the Moose Lake. So it is actually a change, pretty significant, Mr. Chair. You may have visited St. Peter as well when originally the project was going to be in St. Peter, but it's been switched, and I think, frankly, it's pretty logical because the association with the Moose Lake Corrections Facility gives them kind of an interim plan. Then you have, for the Department of Human Services, system-wide campus redevelopment reuse. That's largely the Agua Ching. I think there may be a little bit left in Fergus Falls, but it's been an ongoing project as well. Then we switch over to a couple of Veteran Home Board projects, the asset preservation. And then in a recent survey, the Minneapolis nursing home for the veterans discovered that there were problems in their emergency, and so they embarked on a more significant emergency power that actually gives backup not only for lights but for heating as well. And if you understand sort of the nature of nursing homes, you'd understand why that would be. And switching back again to the Department of Human Services, there is a little bit of new program in St. Peter with a lot of focus on mentally ill there as that gets concentrated. Number seven is in the Department of Human Services, campus security, safety improvements as these programs that we just talked about are going on. Of course, the good old roof repair and asset preservation for Department of Human Services. The next is a switch back to the Veterans Home Board for a project in Laverne. They currently have a new set of persons with dementia, but their current facility, frankly, is inadequate from being able to handle those people. So this would enhance their ability to handle persons with dementia. Then a project that actually, I believe, Mr. Chair, you may have seen this yourself as well. The governor did fund the Minneapolis renovation of their dining and kitchen area. And then in the item number 12, it would be my recommendation that you would consider the governor's approach. The reason for the difference that you would see in the second page is the governor does recommend funding the Fergus Falls Special Care Unit, but in fact sort of moves it to have planning money in this current biennium, and then the following biennium the actual project would be followed through in kind of a planning. Then, Mr. Chair, you'll see that the remainder of the projects were not recommended by the governor. We put four of the individual projects that you saw before in next order. The first of those is a dental clinic serving acute needs in the Wilmer area at Rice Memorial Hospital. The following is completion of some work. And, Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure that there's continuity, and I'm sure Representative Halls would tell you the same thing. There is an amount shown. This is sort of in a state of being negotiated as they look at what monies there were left over from last year and so forth. So my recommendation to you, Mr. Chair, is that there be some contact with the Representative Howells and the department as you sort of finalize it, but this would be at least the correct order. The next project is a regional method treatment program for pregnant women and women with small children in the Brainerd area. And then the next one is a helicopter pad in the attached or on top of the Virginia Regional Medical Center. Then we pick up with the additional projects, and I would tell you that the kind of the thinking that the governor had, and I think does make some sense. You may be aware that there were some challenges in the Minneapolis nursing home, and it actually really kind of system wide. And I think one of the reasons that the governor sort of put these off was to say maybe it's time to really focus on getting everything in order for current programs, and maybe we should wait. And most of these rest of these are kind of new programs. The Minneapolis Adult Care Program would be a new program. The Silver Bay Master Renovation Plan expansion, the HESTA Supportive Housing, although, by the way, it looks like a really good project, would be a new program as well. And likewise, the assisted living and the skilled nursing development, not demeaning those because they're good programs. Again, another ingredient would be the assisted living, which is a fairly significant expansion to a new area, as you can also see, is a lot of money. Mr. Chair, that completes the review of the projects.
Great. Thank you, Chairman Bradley. We have a question from Representative Kahn.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Bradley, when you say that they're moving into new areas, it just means new areas for those places or new areas for the whole state?
Mr. Chair, new areas from a programming point of view.
For the whole state?
For the Veterans Home Board, yes.
Representative Kahn.
I mean, there certainly are plenty of places that provide assisted living, sure. Certainly plenty of places that adult daycare, but it would be new to that Minneapolis Nursing Home facility and to the Veterans Home Board.
Representative Kahn.
You know, I don't know if there's, you know, I toured those and looked at them and that sort of thing. And I don't know if there's some way of starting it on a smaller level for the Veterans Home Board, because it really looked as if it was going to be very, very cost-saving in the long run. I mean, the longer people stay in assisted living as opposed in skilled nursing and so forth, the less it costs us, plus the fact that they have a better quality, that one could argue that they have a better quality of life.
Looking
at the increase of the numbers of veterans, it seems to me that we ought to start that somewhere.
Mr. Chair, Representative Kahn, we didn't try to sort of redesign. The recommendation that was before us from the committee from the Veterans Home Board was this. So and I think this may be the first time we've seen that one. If the Veterans Home Board, and for that matter, the process continues, if the Capital Investment Committee wants to pursue that, that's certainly a possibility. But we took it for what they had put before the committee.
Okay, thank you. Are there other questions members have? Representative Hausman has a question.
It's one that isn't on here, but I was just curious. The Department of Health submitted a request for $10 million, which dealt with the threats to drinking water systems with a connection between Minneapolis and St. Paul. That one the committee didn't hear. I just wondered how, when you receive a recommendation from the Department of Health like that, how your committee weighed hearing that versus...
Well, Chairman
Bradley.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hausman, we did not receive any recommendation from the Department of Health. Now, if there's a project that the Department of Health commented on, it's entirely possible. I don't know what area, what committee had domain over that project, but we did not have it.
Thank you. Seeing no additional questions, Representative Bradley, thank you for your time.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for the committee's work. And if we have questions, we know where to find you.
You bet.
Thank you. We're going to go a little bit out of order. I understand that Chairman Smith would like to go next.
Thank you.
and we're anxiously awaiting the public safety policy. Chairman Smith, welcome to your committee.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. You should have in your packets a cover letter from myself, dated March 20, 4 pages long, with 3 groups of attachments. Excuse me, the first one references the Department of Corrections bonding request. The second one is the Department of Human Services offender related bonding requests, and the third is a grouping of local bonding requests submitted by various members. Of those 3 sets of recommendations, Mr. Chairman, the first I would point out in the grouping A, or the Department of Corrections, the Public Safety Committee this morning approved the letter that I'd ask you to review, and the Department of Corrections have received strong recommendation from Public Safety for the governor's request for the DOC. The second thing we did was to give strong recommendations to the governor's request for the offender-related provisions. And thirdly, we've included the 6 local projects for your consideration, and I would point out some discussion that I've outlined in my letter under subparagraph C on page 3, with some testimony from Commissioner Timothy Leslie of the DPS discussing the nature of those projects and why the committee has not given necessarily a primary recommendation. But very briefly, the first DOC recommendation is for just under $28 million for Phase 2 expansion at Faribault. That would be for construction of 1 416-bed living unit, some other construction at the site, which would be a total added capacity, operational bed capacity, I believe, of 2,108. The second item is just under $20 million or $19,580,000 for completion of the SEG unit at Stillwater, increasing the population there by 150 beds. Again, you can reference the attachments in that portion of the packet. There is a reproduction of a PowerPoint presentation with this information. The third item would be for additional 91 beds at Shakopee, the sum of $5,375,000. Next would be improvement of security systems at Shakopee for $4,922,000. The next of the governor's recommendations is for a medical building at Lionel Lakes for just under $3 million, or the sum of $2,000,000. Actually, $2,494,000. And the final or 6th item of the governor's DOC recommendations is for a $10 million system-wide asset preservation. And again, that's outlined as well in the first of the 3 portions. Secondly, with regard to the offender-related provisions, they're outlined in the letter. Briefly, those that's for $44.5 million for Phase 1 at Moose Lake, $3.2 million Phase 2 at Moose Lake, $2.5 million improvements for handling predatory offenders at St. Peter, another $2.5 million system-wide security upgrades at DHS facilities. I'm not going to go through the 5 or 6 projects locally that we've included.
Do members have questions of Representative Smith? I have a question, Representative Smith, if you could just amplify maybe a little bit on what page here. If page three, category C, section 1, describes the regional center issue. I know there was some individual requests for...
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I've already lost track of your question. Could you...
No, just comment anyway. Is it good?
Item C, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, item C, number one. Talk a little bit about the regional center. I know we have several requests, Rochester, Dakota County, Scott County. And I'm just reading this. I was unfamiliar with the federal, you know, work that was done, and we're revisiting it apparently. Just maybe talk a little bit about it and why someone is thinking it's prudent that we wait.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm not going to pick on any individual project. They're all good projects as a standalone issue. However, it was the feeling of the majority of the committee that they didn't meet the qualifications of regional necessarily. For example, I think one served one county, one served, was proposing a facility where there was a facility just across a set of railroad tracks, as I recall. Perhaps the testimony that we heard from Commissioner Leslie also indicated that in light of the events of 9-1-1, that we revisit next year the 1999 plan developing new parameters for funding centers. So basically the existing parameters just perhaps didn't push these projects to the top of the front.
Okay. Any members have any additional questions? Reverend Knobloch, do you have a question?
No questions, sir.
Reverend Knobloch has no question. Good to see you, though. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold it. Wait. I could tell there was a question. I could sense it was coming. I thought it was Knobloch. I knew somebody over on that side of the room, and here it was Representative Knobloch.
Say
again?
The issue of the fence at Shakopee, is that settled in your mind? What I was impressed about was that none of the people around the prison seemed to want it.
Reverend Smith got you to comment in defense of the fence. What I saw on the Daily Show, I'm not sure. Which is where I get most of my information.
Well, the antennas that we use in Mound don't pick up the Daily Show, Mr. Chairman. I guess
we should be playing the club.
Times have changed.
Well,
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kahn.
I know. Someone did go to get to a Smashing Pumpkins concert or something, didn't they? I guess they didn't used to do that in the last century, but yeah. I still haven't heard any evidence of real danger.
Representative Smith.
Mr. Chairman, there was another item that we left out of our recommendations that the chair wanted. This particular one you're referencing probably is not the apple of the eye of everyone on the committee, but at times, in modern times, maybe we need to put bad guys behind high walls, and this seems to fit in with the request. So it's on our recommendation.
Right.
Letter, Mr. Chairman.
So they're pro-fence.
When I saw this construct perimeter security system, I thought maybe you would come up with something that was more innovative. You know, like the invisible fences.
Well, we have a wide and a varied committee that went all the way from invisible fences to concertina wire, so we tried to present it basically
to a darn nice edge. Representative Demmer has a question.
Well, that was quick. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Smith.
I'm sorry.
One question I have, and I understand your thinking on these regional training centers. As you know, I did have the one for the Southeast Training Center. I didn't get a chance to hear the other proposals. The one that's slated to be built for the Southeast in Rochester is actually being used by Riverland for the entire Southeast quarter of the state to offer courses and classes in regional fire training. And I was wondering if any of the other proposals you can remember, Representative Smith, have that sort of a format where they have a community college or somebody coming in to offer training that's going to draw in all of the other regional fire departments. I was reading some of the things you talked about here, like the governor and 911, and you know, quite frankly, this is for local fire departments battling house fires and that sort of thing local by. Are there any other projects that involve like a community college or a technical college in their training services being offered through their projects?
Chairman Smith.
Chairman, Representative Demmer, let me answer your question, perhaps indirectly. And when I began characterizing some of the projects, perhaps I was a little heavy-handed. I don't mean to categorize all of them as being one county or narrowly framed, but each of the local projects not receiving prior recommendation from the governor and getting into some descriptions by Commissioner Timothy Leslie, we felt necessitated putting them in Section C of our proposal, and that we hold off on any further recommendations so we could review perhaps all of them and the parameters in the future.
Thank you.
All right. I think we're done. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, and next, and last but certainly not least, is, oh, we have two more. Bud Nornes. All right. Representative Nornes is here with his well-reasoned and insightful view of the world of higher education. Representative Nornes, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I understand that both Minsky and the university probably were at your in your committee at some point in the session, also going through their various requests. So I will keep this as brief as I can. I'd like to start by saying that I have visited not all, but most of the campuses prior to the session, along with some committee members, and can verify that there is a lot of need. All of these projects probably warrant approval, but my committee, the Higher Education Committee, did not receive the target, so it's going to be up to you guys, you know, ultimately.
I know the feeling.
So, good luck. I also point out, I believe all of you have a letter that I addressed to your chairman, Chairman Dorman, on the 15th of March, and this kind of outlines the committee presentation or the committee recommendations. To begin with, we have been very, I guess, favorable and have been impressed by the systems priority process. So this year, the committee basically, in our recommendation, is using the priority list as presented by both Minsky and the University of Minnesota. It varies from the governor in that he skipped a few of the projects on the list. We are including them on our list as presented again by the two systems. The committee also felt Minsky had requested $110 million in higher education asset preservation and repair. The University of Minnesota requested $80 million. The governor's request was $40 million for the university, $20 million for Minsky. The Higher Education Committee felt that $20 million was far too low for the need that Minsky has. And so we're recommending to this committee that, at a minimum, get equal the amount of money appropriated to the university for HEPR. And if there's a way to make it even more fair by making it in proportion to the request, that would be also, you'd meet the approval of my members of my committee. The other thing we'd point out is that we would like to do that, increase the HEPR, without negatively impacting, again, where you ultimately draw the line on the request list for the new projects. Lastly, if you're looking at the handout, on page 3 or the third last page, we have listed 6 projects. The first one is actually on the list from Minsky. It's on the bottom. It's the last item. These individual projects did not make the list, came to our committee, I suppose you might say, late in the process. We point out two things. The Winona project has planning money on the list. The presentation to our committee indicated $5 million as a request. No. Is that correct, Representative Blosky?
Okay.
Chair Gritzer, that would be the general obligation bond.
Okay, $5 million. In addition to that, there is a sizable amount of money to complete the project that is going to be raised privately or locally. So that project is in the neighborhood of $15 million total?
Chair Gritzer, that's correct.
Okay. So that one is a little unique because it is on the list. We felt it at least was something you should take a look at, primarily because of the $10 million in other funds that would be used to complete the project. The other five, again, have their own unique, I guess, most of them have, again, a local match of some kind, whether it's from business or other places, that caused us to take a look at it. The university at Morris is not one of those. However, the project we thought was quite intriguing because it allowed renewable energy, in this case wind energy, to be used to make anhydrous ammonia. And so we thought that that bore looking into because if that's possible and we can fund it, I can't see a reason why we'd want to delay that. So with that, members, I'll take any questions that you might have.
Representative Hausman has a question.
Thank you, Chair. This committee had a presentation from the University of Minnesota that $330 million for this series of bioscience facilities. Did your committee hear that? And and the reason I raise it in this setting is one of the questions I asked would be, was that medical bioscience building, would that be considered one of those five buildings? And my understanding was they indicated yes. Do you see...
Can you pull your microphone down?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just wondered if you had a presentation in your committee on that larger presentation by the University of Minnesota on the five bioscience buildings.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hausman, no, but we have a meeting or a hearing tomorrow, and that will be the subject of the hearing.
Okay.
So it's yeah, the answer is no, but we will tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Representative Lass.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just, I guess, more of a comment to fill some of this out a little bit. The committee did discuss yesterday the prioritization as between the systems requests and the additional six bills that are here, and it was the consensus of the committee, and the chairman can verify this, that the committee is recommending, in terms of priorities, all of the systems requests be higher priorities than the additional six that are attached, but that the committee felt this committee should have in front of it the additional six as well for consideration.
Good to know. Representative Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm looking for the Morris request. Is that not on the six, or is it, you referenced it separately?
That's number five. It doesn't say Morris. It's West Central Research and Outreach.
Okay. Thank you. And then there was number two, Southwest MSU multipurpose. There's no dollar amount. Is that, do you know what?
Representative Arnes, the football stadium there at MSU.
They did not have a hard number for us to put in there at this time. It's my understanding that about $5 million is private money that's been pledged, and it probably is in the neighborhood of $12 million total, as I'm told. I'm assuming that your committee will get a hard number from Representative Seifert in the near future.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Norris, is there any one of the six that, given that today is your birthday, is a particular favorite that you'd like to express to the to the group?
Where are the
treats? To be honest, I forgot the treats.
What?
But you have to cut me some slack because it is my birthday.
Yeah, 40,
I'm looking around.
47, I believe.
47? Close. I'm looking.
That's the slide.
Okay.
This time was out.
All right. I'm looking around the room to see who's on your committee and who has. Pawlowski, I guess, would have to be my choice. I don't have on that list, again, they all are unique. Yeah. Morris being the closest to my district, if that makes any difference. And it probably doesn't. Any others?
Are there other questions or comments, suggestions?
Go ahead. We wanted to make your job as easy as possible.
It'll be simple, really. It's exactly right. Well, Representative Nornes, thank you very much. We're appreciative of the work of you and your committee. Thank you. Gone through here? Oh. Find him, but you go up there and tell us what's going on until he gets here. Gunther.
Gunther.
Yeah.
We had a couple of questions for the vice chair.
Yeah. Garoppolo, get up there. We'll talk about stuff.
You want me to go over again?
Go over Gunther's form. Gunther. Do you have any minutes to approve? We're running minutes. How about minutes? There it is. The did you look at
them? I kind of looked at them and read them fully.
Oh, we should call a meeting to order. The meeting will. We better do that. Sure. This meeting will now come to order as we. Is he coming?
Mr. Chair, I moved the minutes. So.
All right. Is there any additions, corrections? Do we all read them? All those in favor of the Mahoney motion to adopt the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those which stand in opposition to that, please signify by saying aye. Everyone likes the minutes. That's good. The minutes are adopted. We'll now continue with the Gunther proposal. Gunther's kind of hard to see what you're talking about, really. All right. Any other questions? Anyone want to make a pitch about something else? Maury, what are you doing here? What brings you in? All right, I didn't know.
Does he like the list or not?
Representative Murphy, please.
On the higher ed list, I like that higher ed list better than a previous list that we had received.
All right. Note that down in the minutes.
I got it.
All right. We like the look of the list. That list looks good. Boy. Anything? Any witty comments? You want to talk about something? That's just a topic? Representative Hausman, take the floor. We may as well talk about something while we're here and learn something.
Did any of you have an opportunity to visit the John Rose Oval, which is kind of
Who is that guy? Go up there. You want to hear about that?
And they've actually brought him.
Gunther, suspend for a minute. Go up there. Identify yourself. We'll give you a 2-minute pitch for the John Rose Oval. Don't say that we don't listen. Un momento, por favor. I can't even bilingual. Well, all right. Please identify yourself and your handout for the tape.
Okay. My name is Lonnie Brocky. I'm the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Roseville. And I'm here to talk about the John Rose Minnesota Oval. The Minnesota Oval is located in Roseville. It is a statewide regional facility that services more than 100,000 visitors from the state of Minnesota. It hosts regional, national, international events, and it is one of a kind. It's one facility that is one of five facilities in the country. It's a speed skating oval. We just finished hosting the World Women's Bandy Championships this season, and last season we had hosted the 2004 World Junior Speed Skating Championships. We've got somewhat of a dilemma in terms of funding this facility. It's a very massive facility to operate. It was built as a partnership with the state of Minnesota in 1992, and it was anticipated at the time to be a cost-even situation, and that has not materialized. We had a major malfunction last year, and another partner came in, the Guidant Corporation, and the Guidant Foundation contributed $1 million in private funds to repair a major mechanical malfunction that kept us from operating last season. We did get the facility back up and operating, but it is not financially feasible for the city of Roseville to do a loan. And again, it started with the state of Minnesota as a partnership. We've brought in the private sector, the public sector, the private nonprofit, which is either has started a Friends of the Oval Foundation that is raising funds to help with the operating costs. We've got some major capital projects, and the handout that you have does paraphrase some of the things that I just spoke of, but we are requesting $960,000 to do some much-needed improvement, health, safety, and efficiency improvements to the facility.
I had a question. On the front, you talk about that you were expecting state lodging and restaurant tax proceeds to offset potential shortfalls, but then you didn't get the state tax. Do you want a lodging tax? Do you want a restaurant tax up there? Kind of like the Luther's got to pay? Would you be happy with that?
Chairman, that was one of the items that was planned in the cost even situation, and there were some changes that didn't allow us to be able to do that.
Great.
And Mr. Chair, my understanding is they would love the opportunity to tap their tax base, but as you recall, Rosedale is there, and I think that our tax committee chairs would probably not want to give up that source of revenue, so we need to be
careful. I think there are other cities, though, that don't have a local option sales tax, but do have the hospitality tax. So the city of Minneapolis, Bloomington's got, well, they have like a 95% or something hotel tax. I mean, it's high.
For members who are newer, you may not know the history of John Rose. He is a former Republican legislator, who after whom this particular Minnesota Oval is named. Just for newcomers who may not be aware of it.
All right,
we are trying a number of different ways to make this work, and we really feel the need that the state participate. Thank you very much. I really
not
appreciate
a problem. An added bonus members here on the bonding committee. Gunther's here now, but go ahead.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just thought I'd seize the moment when you were whistling. I thought I could fill in by announcing again the Rochester Day at the Capitol tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Rochester is tomorrow.
What time does that start at?
Well, it starts in the morning, be an all-day thing, and then over at the Armory at 5 o'clock till 7. There'll be
Armory, 5 to 7?
Taste of Rochester and booths and displays, and should be fun for all. So there, I'm just helping you out, Chair, with a little fill.
We're always looking for filler. Representative Gunther, by no means considered filler. My good friend, Representative Gunther, please, please present to us the suggestions and ideas that your committee has.
Okay. I thank you. I'm sorry I was late. One of those few moments that we all have to suffer with having to be two places at one time, and I apologize. Mr. Chairman and members, we picked the top 20 priority items from our committee. We have high priority, and all of them, like the one you just heard, were very good presentations and very good projects. It was a hard job that we went through to come up with 20, and we did it with very much attention paid to both parties as well as all the projects. And we chose not to put any of them down. They're all priority or high priority because they were all very good. I will go through the top 20. The Department of Employment and Economic Development, Greater Metro Bioscience Development Grants. Our whole committee thought very much of bioscience and what it can do for our state. Remember, we're a committee of economic development. And we look very much for jobs for both the Metro and Greater Minnesota. And we put all of them equally as high priority items. And I will go through those. Bioscience Business Development Infrastructure, $8 million for Rochester. Greater Minnesota Bioscience Division, $5 million for Greater Minnesota Bioscience, basically ag bioscience. Central Minnesota Bioscience Initiative at St. Cloud. And University Research Park, Representative Kahn's project. And Representative Mahoney's Bioscience Corridor Infrastructure. They were all included, and we think they're all important for the state of Minnesota. We next have the redevelopment grants. We differed from the governor on both of those, and the bioscience grants, by adding them all together, we have $27,340,000. And the governor had $10 million, but he just had it for one of the five. And then we have the redevelopment. We chose to go $7 million over the governor's recs, and there is an amendment that wants to split that equally between Greater Minnesota and the metro area, having one cancel out if the other one is fully expended. So then we have wastewater and infrastructure funds, WIF funds. We tied the governor there with $15 million. I think that fully funds and leverages us the full amount from the federal government, which I thought was very appropriate. Drinking water, capitalization grants, we went $38,800,000, the same as the governor. Greater Minnesota Business Development Public Infrastructure Grants, $15 million we went, the governor had $7,500,000. MORA, a recreational trail came in, and that's for $150,000. Now, Ascoff is a small community that had a tremendous story to tell about wastewater. The rest of the wastewater projects we left to the list that PFA provides. But this was such compelling testimony in a small community that desperately needs this done that we included that on both sides of the aisle on our high priority list. That's $4,500,000. Then we have the Lewis and Clark Rural Water System. There are parts of western and southwestern Minnesota that don't enjoy the fresh water and good water of our 10,000 lakes in Minnesota and creeks and rivers, and they have very bad water, so they pipe it to rural homes. And this is paid for mostly by federal help, but we do provide them with some state help. And this is for that, $3,282,000. More, we consider that Spring Lake Trail Extension a very, very much of an economic development thing, and we included that in our high priorities for $100,000. The Museum for Native American Artifacts. These are not the Indians that we know of in Minnesota today. These are prehistoric Indians that were truly the first Minnesotans. They came over the Bering Straits and they settled in Winnebago, Minnesota. They have a historic site that they dig artifacts from, 800 acres. And everybody in the community got boxes of stuff from there, and they want to resurrect what it was like to have that community. So we have that in our high priorities. We have a water treatment facility in Burnsville. That's a calcareous fens, and all of the southwestern suburbs can use that drinking water without punching more holes in our aquifer. And we are presently putting 10 million gallons of water down the Minnesota River per day, and I thought this would be a great thing to keep our water quality and maintain our water tables. Pearl, Minnesota has resource recovery facility worth $3 million. Pardon me? Oh, excuse me. Albert Lee, oh yeah. And as a great author, by the way. And one of my best friends. And it's Catherine Island Bridge, and this is in Albert Lee, and it's a lake, and it's a wonderful place. I had my picture taken there with a girl years ago. Fond memories. But we thought that had a high priority. You can really appreciate it. I agree. I'm glad you're perceptive as I am. We have a wastewater line extension in Windham that will help their economic development. continue to grow, $385,000. Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board has an East Phillips Cultural and Community Center for $3.5 million. That's Representative Clarkson. She's had that for several years, and she explains how critically important that is for her district and bringing the people together. And permanent supportive and transitional housing loans, $43 million. That also has a good author. And then here's another one that's been around for a while, the Lowry Avenue Corridor Phase 2. Now, this is the highest priority from Hennepin County Commissioners. And you look at the Humboldt Greenway, which was a development that I think is worthy of a showcase for any city. We took a blighted area with crack houses and bad elements all over there, and we created a wonderful neighborhood. And it increased the property tax values. People in the Humboldt Greenway today walk down the streets at night, well lit. And I think if you've never seen that community, you should do it. This is Lowry Avenue is in a very bad area of Minneapolis. There's a tremendous amount of crime. However, they have built the infrastructure and they have a new library. They have three or four new schools. And the city of Minneapolis has invested a lot of money. And there's many, many children in this area. And I think this could be another thing that I think would be as good as a Humboldt Greenway if we could fund this. Tell Maury what a good job I did, will you, Mary? Mm-hmm. But I think it's a great project. Bemidji.
Just suspend for a moment. Representative Kahn has a comment or question.
It's a comment that's listed as Minneapolis, although we could say Hennepin County. And it should be listed as
Hennepin. Minneapolis has it also as a high priority, but Hennepin County, this is their number one priority. Representative Kahn, and I think that's good that you brought that up because Minneapolis has this.
Is it in Minneapolis, though?
It is in Minneapolis, yes. Absolutely. It's right up by Brookdale. Okay. Where's that way?
I thought it was in Minneapolis. Where's the university? That's over there, too, somewhere, isn't it?
Well, university is a little farther south than east. Would that be correct, Representative Kahn?
A little bit.
Thank you. Bemidji Regional Event Center was picked as one of the high priorities from the DFL side. Itasca County.
The governor.
And the governor. Absolutely. It's
a bipartisan thing.
It was.
Keep your lights.
I think of Bemidji, I think of Beltrami County. Only 27% of the land in Beltrami County is taxable land, and I think they certainly could use some help. Itasca County Power Plant Public Infrastructure. Representative Solberg's and I don't frankly remember hearing it, but we put it a high priority.
We heard it.
Yeah. Good. I must have been gone that day.
Remember, if we got the high priority is the top 20. Did I hear you say they're not necessarily ranked in that order?
They're ranked by both caucuses, and they are tabulated by nonpartisan staff, and they're brought to us in the Forum Museum today.
So number one is number one, and number 20 is number 20.
That's correct.
Thank you.
And in the priority list, there are no order other than the city name, alphabetical city name. So I'll certainly stand for any questions.
Any questions that members represent Hausman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm wondering, is the university coming to you with the presentation of that bioscience package for those buildings?
Representative Gunther.
Yeah, thank you for that question. We have the governor's proposal for the $10 million. Representative Davis came with the $5 million for Greater Minnesota Agricultural Bioscience, and University Research Park was Representative Kahn's bill.
And that larger, Mr. Chair, that larger $330 million that the university is proposing for the bioscience initiative.
We have not seen that proposal.
Okay. Mr. Chair, that, you know, it's interesting they've given this high priority and then have this group, and I think one of the things we might want to talk about at some point is how do we look at that along with the university package and say, where do we as a state want to go with that broad bioscience piece?
I would think that's correct, but I think we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to ignore that and treat them all differently.
Okay.
trying to conform. It's hard. Let's see.
Now, bioscience expert is Representative Mahoney.
Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair Gunther, are there projects on this list of the top 20 that are covered by other funds, or are these earmarks, or is there a competitive structure to any of these a competitive selection process for any of these projects that are on the high priority, such as the sewers or sewer and water?
What we took is we took the list the PFA has for sewer and water. And if they were on their high priority determined by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, we said those are the ones that we should support because those are the people that are the experts that rank them. However, next year they're changing the ranking period, way they rank projects, and it will be a completely different list. If anybody would like to have a booklet, I know you have one, but if anybody else would like to have one, we certainly will get it to you because it shows the way we rank the Pollution Control Agency ranks them today and the way they're going to change the way they rank them later. So I think there is some significant differences. As far as is projects, some of these projects that we did not pick can be certainly a redevelopment grant or infrastructure grant or some other mechanism that could be used to take care of them. And certainly, while it wasn't part of our conversation, our committee, it certainly was something that I think all of us recognized, including you.
Mr. Chair and Representative Chair Gunther, I, just for the rest of the committee, having sat through all the sewer days that we had, and you know how much fun I had at them, I do want to comment to our particular committee, the Ascoff sewer treatment facility. I'm not a big fan of moving off of the sewer list, but the Ascoff is a town that actually poured a lot of money into their sewer system, their water system, and through no fault of their own, through a force of nature, actually started to have serious problems, and that is a real emergency up there. So I hope our committee can look at that and try to actually find some time, some room for it in our bill. It is a huge problem up there for them.
Let me further add that Ascoff was not on the public facilities list that would have been covered under normal circumstances. But the testimony, as Representative Mahoney stated, was very compelling. And through geological problems, it had to be addressed.
Sir, Representative Gunther or Representative Mahoney, you're suggesting sticking with the PFA list as far as the money goes, with the exception of ASCA.
That's correct.
Other questions? Representative McNamara has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chairman, you guys made it a high priority the Itasca County power plant, but then only made the steel plant a priority. And I'm just wondering if you could add a little something to that. And wondering, did you get a chance to hear testimony on those two projects?
We did. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative McNamara, we did that. We can do the steel plant without the power plant, but we couldn't do it the other way around.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. But the power plant's the high priority. Did I didn't The power plant's a high priority and the steel plant's a low priority.
We don't have enough money to fund both of them.
All right, thank you.
But we can do the power plant, and I said that obviously.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for Representative Gunther?
Great.
Thank you, Representative Gunther. We appreciate the work of you, your staff, and the committee. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't envy your decision.
We approve the minutes. Yeah. Can we pick a place to watch the Senate? 6 p.m. Tune in. The Senate's going to reveal their bonding bill. So, yep, absolutely. And Larissa and I thought we should pick a sports bar and demand they turn it over to Channel 17. We could have dinner and watch. With that, witty comments, or depending on how you feel about it, witty anyway, we will adjourn the meeting.